Yeah, that was wow. That was wow.
It is. It's the fusion of two unique artists together. That simple. Hmm.
Like I said, this is wow. Were they trying to somehow honor Jimi Hendrix?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the cut is entitled, Jimmy Was a Rock Star.
That's it.
And
you know, I asked the question before I even looked at the title.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's what it looked like to me, Professor.
Yes.
It seems like to me. But I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was...
and performed by Common and
Erykah
Badu.
That's it.
And you can really feel her influence and her vibe on that one as well. You know, let me, you know, and talk about Electric Lady Studios and Erykah Badu, which she has recorded a great number of hits, of tunes at that studio. It, if it is not her favorite studio, it's one of her favorite studios in the country. And this is something that she said about Electric Lady. She said, when you're in there and you're working for a long time, there is this force that's in there. There's this spirit, this feeling that's there.
Mm.
And the spirit's name is Jimmy.
Jimi Hendrix.
And if and if the spirit, if he likes what you're doing, when you go back into the booth for a playback, you're blown away. You're just blown away. You didn't think that you put that much into it, that you're just blown away. If he doesn't like what you're doing, you have to work a little harder.
Mm.
You have to work much harder.
That's amazing.
That's all.
That is absolutely... wow. 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 Folks, Monday Night Madness. That's why there's two D's and two S's. Oh, my. Never heard that before. That is amazing. Now, the song before that, I Am Music, with Common and Jill Scott.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, go ahead and finish.
Okay, no, I just have one word.
Yeah, what?
Rotation.
Oh, we talked about that and you, this morning, but, yeah, we know, and which is a wonderful thing because you hear it, you love it, it strikes a visceral response into you, so we file it. See, that's what it is. You're not chucking it in the rotation, you're filing it in. Rotation.
You can count on that. Have a question.
Yes.
There's a song that I play on the Gospel Explosion on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those of you who will listen to love gospel music, you don't want to miss the Gospel Explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. There's a whole lot of clapping, dancing, shouting, whatever's going on there, because I play and I try to find some of the best gospel artists, past, present,
all right.
You know, what, you know. And it is another experience, right?
Mm.
And like you talk about the spirit and wow, I enjoy it. It's almost like I'm in this ultimate church setting right here, mm-hmm. right in the studio, because mm-hmm. we do have coming on. Let me just give you the lineup. I start with the Gospel Explosion at 10 a.m. on the East Coast.
That's right. Yes.
That's 7 a.m. on the way.
7 a.m. there. Yeah.
Okay. Some people get up early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into, then it's later on, several hours later, where we have the main explosion, right? And that starts at, let's see, because I'm just migrating back from the West Coast. I have to just collect myself here. 11:08 No, actually, it's like 2 o'clock here. 1 o'clock here. And 10 a.m. on the West. That's when my co-hosts come on with me. Because a continuation. Yes. The program goes on for several hours, right?
Yes.
And there's a continuation. My co-host comes on, and we would just play great gospel music for an hour.
Okay.
And then there's a live sermon from Dr. Michael Owens out of San Bernardino, my church, right?
The simulcast, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So he does that. And it is really cool. Now, I tell you what's important about it, that a lot of people haven't been going to church. If you go to church, if that's what your thing, if it's not, we're not here, if you do something else, that's your thing. Okay, we're not, but I'm just talking about the people who love gospel music and they love to attend church. Well, since COVID, a lot of people don't go to church anymore. They don't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
And I understand that. That's and right. I don't blame them. I did the same thing. But anyway, so you're able to still get that experience virtually. Just listen in.
Okay.
StudioWBuzz.com. We have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And there are a couple of special shows, like the Boomerang radio show.
Of course, Boomerang
on Sundays.
At 6.
At 6 p.m. here, 3 p.m. on the West Coast. Last month, we covered, we talked about CRT.
Right.
Okay, the Boogeyman.
Yeah, four parts, right?
Four parts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to get back to it sometime. I cannot let it go. But okay. But this past week, we did something very interesting.
Okay.
We decided to show you what you can do and believe. Don't believe what you have read or have not been taught. And that is, there are great, great, great people of all races around the world, and especially black people. And we did a thing on black inventors that changed the world.
Oh, how wonderful.
I decided we won't give you the entire perspective. And my point of this, and I'm just taking this time to do this because to me personally, it is so vitally important. Can you imagine a world when you're taught about the brilliance in all cultures, in all races, and how that would inspire your children? See, if I know that, oh my God, this person did this in radio, or this person did this in biology, or this person did this in science, and I like whatever area that is, that could motivate me to pursue that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And this is how it's made, this is how it's done. But until we tell the truth, the whole truth, then you are really cutting off one of your arteries.
Ugh. Oh, man.
Okay?
That's a way to put it. Okay, yeah.
And that artery, I mean, to
so
make it
right.
better for everybody.
Yeah, you're so right.
Oh, so look at Professor, I didn't mean it to go that way.
No, that's
but
okay.
I really want to let the audience know, what is this network all about? And I went to it a little fast. And I said, we're about music, talk, sports, entertainment, and education.
Oh, of course.
Okay. So, anyway, folks, without that, Professor, you have anything to say before we go to the next?
Oh, man, you did it, man.
No, I'm just, man, no, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
It's just that easy. Ah. Yusuf.
Okay.
Latif.
That's a good one. Okay.
Robot Man. Coming up, some D'Angelo. Thank you. Okay, stop the presses. Stop the presses.
How's that?
Man.
Oh, you just dig the tune. I don't blame you, man.
That jam.
You still have left teeth, man.
Well, I already know who it is. But I stepped out on the patio, right? Because I like to hear sometimes, you know, what the audience is hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that robot, okay. One word.
Rotation.
You have to put that in the rotation. So what I mean by what we mean by rotation, folks, I do a show called The Blockbuster 1000, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's WB 4.0.
Right. That's
baby.
Right. Yes.
And you can hear that several times during the week, you know? And we kick this thing off sometimes about 8 p.m. right here on the East, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. You don't have to miss a thing. We're on 24 hours a day anyway, 7 days a week.
And you were talking earlier about the Isaac Hayes number of the title that I cannot pronounce.
Oh, Hyperbolic Syllabistic Sesquidala Mystic?
Okay,
you got it. Is that the one?
Right. Now, Robot Man that we just played came up from the album entitled Autophysical Psychic.
Okay, all right, folks.
Autophysical Psychic. I can pronounce that one a little bit better. That's Yusef Lateef, Autophysical Psychic. That was recorded, the whole album, 5 songs, because it's jazz. And, you know, back then, you didn't have to have a lot of songs on a jazz album because they were long jams. You know, the songs were like 10, 15 minutes back then. That was recorded in 3 days, October 19, 20, and 21 of 1977 at Electric Lady Studios, New York
City. Absolutely, absolutely. Wow. You know, hey, breaking news here. Seven of them just sent me something. She's looking at CNN. Yep, I know the report.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, happy day. Happy day.
We haven't heard any details yet. Now, you sure you wanna?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep, they executed the search warrant. Mm-hmm. Executed. Mm-hmm. Broke into his safe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Folks. Oh boy, to come. This has been a really good day. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that jam, Yusef Lateef. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why I appreciate this so much.
Okay.
I haven't heard, I know who he is.
Yes.
I'm a fan of his.
Okay.
But I haven't heard him in years.
That does.
There's so much great music out here.
That
folks.
Makes a difference, yes.
It makes a difference.
It does.
And I heard that. Look, you know I love cutting a rug.
Yes, you do.
I stepped on the patio. It's concrete. Yeah, I know I made some marks out there. That jam. Oh, my goodness, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Professor.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, my goodness, man. The pleasure's all mine.
Okay.
Look, we got, how about some D'Angelo here?
It
now,
is
you know
time.
Who this gentleman is.
Absolutely. You know, and he's not far from us. He's in Chesterfield County.
The world audience doesn't know what far from us mean. Does that mean that he's within 10 or 20 miles, 100 miles, 300 miles, or what? How close
is
he?
I would say he is within 35 miles of us, right.
Right here, folks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. RVA. Mm-hmm. I love this city. I love this city. I was born here, and to come back, and wow. It's just amazing, man. Okay. But I was in Southern California, and it's not that half bad. As a matter of fact, it's good. It's good. I had a wonderful experience there for a few decades. I'm not giving away my age here, okay? For a few decades, and man, I have wonderful friends and just beautiful people that I've met out there. And so I want to thank you, Southern California. And for a while, Los Angeles was number one.
Mm-hmm.
They slipped down to number 3.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I haven't checked in a while. Mm.
Okay.
But as of last month, RVA, Richmond, Virginia, moved up to number 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, let's put it in perspective.
Yes.
They were down in the low 20s. And now up to number 2.
Amazing. Yeah.
And getting gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder. All right.
Monday Night Madness.
Hey.
D'Angelo.
And the
devil's mind, drugs and thugs, women fine, free to fall. all the hottest spots behind the gym or in the grave. Have to lay the bed I made. And if I die before I wake, I hope the Lord don't hesitate. Get to hell, went through hell. Tell my babes all is well. And all them fools sold for sale, sitting next to death and hell. Demons scream in my ear, on my head, on my bed. Let my heart, let my head, get this girl to stay. Fuck the slides, won't buy. Why is why, till we fry. Watch the song, stand and lie. Both sides come devil high. Drugs and thugs, when and why. Three or four, at a time. Watch them all, stand and lie. Both sides come devil high. Main greens, talk to this dish. Goes like this, here's a list. Materialistic, greed and lust. Jealousy, envious. Bread and dough, 10 G's. Flash and stash, cash and cream. Temperatures a high degree. Niggas come to feast. Hell is this all about? Apocalypse, ain't no doubt. Everybody's pulling out. All the loot, all the clout. Right or wrong, you do or die. Only vengeance can pacify. Watch your back, so will I. In these days and time, fuck the slides, won't buy. Why is why, till we fry. Watch the song, stand and lie. Both sides of devil pie. Drugs and thugs, when and why. Three or four, at a time. Watch them all, stand and lie. Both sides of devil pie. Thank you.
Thank you. when I took the cougar. She needs to take it. She loves it. I just wish that I could open up.
Madness at its finest. Monday Night Madness, I mean.
I love it. Madness, he says. Hey.
Ah, because it is mad. Professor.
Yes.
That was Sugar Daddy.
That was Sugar
D'Angelo.
Daddy. Yeah, the Sugar Daddy D'Angelo.
Hey, look. Baby Love. Devil's Pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, the last one here. That was a heavy dose of Prince in there somehow, some way.
D'Angelo, from the beginning, has been injected by a heavy, heavy dose of Prince, and Prince has paid him back. He's even mentioned him favorably in the lyrics to some of his songs. So, yeah, man. And the time.
Okay.
That Prince found it, okay.
Mars Day, oh my God.
Okay, now you remember.
Hilarious.
Okay, you remember the guitarist of the time, Jesse Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Went on and had a very high, critically acclaimed solo career in the 1980s. He is now, well, not now, he's for quite some time, for many years, has been the guitarist in D'Angelo's band.
Didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't know. Yeah. So he brings that energy.
Look, this is what we expect. This is what we're looking for on Monday Night Madness.
He said, Professor, look.
Look, man, look, yeah, look. Look, look, look. Okay. I'm serious about this, man. Love the show. You guys already know I love the show. It's not only because I'm host and co-host or whatever. I don't care. We are co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this works right here. And I hear things each and every week that I did not know. That is good stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
Musicology at its finest.
I mean, you talk about a neo-soul artist who has been heavily influenced by Minneapolis.
Look.
That's jam.
Minneapolis, that's a long ways from here.
Yes,
but that's okay. You know, flight time, okay. We can cut anything.
You got it.
Hey, that's it.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, we've got more for you. We got Joe. We got Mariah Carey. Oh, let's go back to something here. See, the three songs we played by D'Angelo before,
mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard those before. Now, I love D'Angelo. I've heard a lot of his songs. Okay. It's no question about that. And he also has, a musical relationship with Erykah Badu in some sorts, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely. You are correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, we love him, and when we get his music, it is, like, so satisfactory, but the price for us is we have to wait an average of 15 years for an album.
Oh.
But when it comes, boy...
I'm hoping to get one real soon. And it's something I had to ask you also. Let's go back to Yusef Lateef, that robot man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got a question for you.
Yes.
Is that the only song that he recorded with them or the entire album?
Oh, you mean that Electric Lady?
Right.
No, the whole entire album was done there. It took 3 days, October 19, 20, and 21 of 1977. The entire album of, God, man, what? Hold on. Let me get the name of that. It's not that I don't, remember, ladies and gentlemen. It's the title. You see? It's the title. Autophysiopsychic.
See, you try to give me back for when I said that.
I was not. Oh,
yes, you were.
Oh.
When I pronounced the Isaac Hayes song.
Shh.
Okay, all right, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Holobotic system. And I'm not going to even do it right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. All right, folks. I'm in a laughing spell right now. I can't do it right now. I'm not going to do it right now. But, you know, but no, excellent work, Professor.
Thank
Monday
you,
Monday Night Madness, folks. Musicology at its finest.
Highness.
Got some Joe? Yeah. It's from the album Better Days.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Electric Lady.
I'm staying home tonight. I don't want. Kiss your feet, romantically, I wanna be yours.
It's time to cut the lawn. Hands is a hands, aka I cut you off. No, you ain't gonna lie to my face no more. Hit me with a sorry, but I'm sorry. No, 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 no. No, give me a Shapiro on the phone, get blue. You should've known that it's bigger than you. You'll never know what I already knew. After everything I already been through. Can't waste no time, pay no attention to you. I said no, 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 I said no, 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 no. You can't so close. I'm in love with the island. Rocking Dior, cause it goes with my diamonds. Got a pink gown, custom by a liar. Only on stage when the stadium lighter. You should've known that it's bigger than you. You'll never know what I already knew. After everything I already been through. I can't waste no time, pay no attention to you. I said no, 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 no.
No, no. Mariah Carey.
That's a no-no.
No-no. That's right. A no means no.
Yeah, I guess so. No-no.
Before that, Without You, the aforementioned of Mariah Carey. Folks, this is Monday Night Madness at its finest. Professor?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got through 17 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are 40, 50. Okay. All right.
Here he goes.
Yep. I have to do it. I have to remind you.
You know.
So,
you
but guess what?
Yeah.
I am asking, suggesting, based on the groove that's going on tonight, can we have a part two?
Sure we can.
Okay, thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
No, man, this is really good stuff. I am just having a blast.
And you
here.
Know what's wonderful? It's across the gamut. We got jazz, R&B, hip-hop, Quiet Storm.
It's awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Can we get back to some more music here?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of jazz, one of my favorite. Roy Ayers. Change Up the Groove. That's the album.
Yes.
Hey, look.